Hello, my name is Sarah Acton. I'm a landscape poet and I'm working with Martin Maudsley, the storyteller. And we're hosting the Talking Tent together, which celebrates 60 years of the Dorset area of outstanding natural beauty, landscape, people and places. I will be following the seasons of spring, summer and autumn this year outdoors through the Talking Tent events, the workshops, in conversations, these longer oral history interviews, and really in these interviews drilling down and asking people how they connect to a particular season, style, wildlife, passions, connections, well-being, everything that relates to them. And we're thinking about all of the varied landscapes in the Dorset area of natural beauty, from the massive Jurassic coastline with its stacked library of fossil records, which celebrate the whole of Earth history, to Iron Age hill forts, long barrows, rivers, fields, farms, forests, everything and everybody in between, from the last 60 years to the present and the next 60 years as well.
Hello, my name is Jeff Parks, recording in Swanage. This is a true story which first happened 30 years ago, but which has been repeated many times since. On Dorset's Jurassic coast, there's a very beautiful bay called Man of War Bay. It's an almost perfect semicircle, backed by towering limestone cliffs. And across the entrance to the bay, there is a protective reef, which means that the water inside the bay is always relatively calm. On the western side of the bay, there is a mighty headland. And on the other side of the headland lies the iconic rock arch known as Durdle Door. I'd been taking groups of adult students there for about 8 years. I'd always wondered what it would be like to swim out of Man of War Bay, around the headland, and through the arch ending at Durdle Door Beach. But it was not a swim to be undertaken lightly, and it was not a swim to be undertaken alone. So after a few years, I plucked up the courage to gather together half a dozen confident, competent swimmers, and we set off one August Saturday morning. The water is still relatively cold in the bay, so most people were splashing and playing on the beach, but we swam out to the reef and beyond, and we paused to look around. And the first thing that strikes you if you're looking back 100 or 150 yards away is that these teeming multitudes look completely insignificant next to the towering, beautiful limestone cliffs. Then we turned and began our swim. And the second thing that strikes you is that the sound, the shouting and the laughter completely disappear, because they're blocked out entirely by the headland. And what you're left with is purely the sounds of the sea. Ahead of you, slightly to the left, lies Portland Bill. And to the left of that, there's nothing but the ocean for 70 miles until you reach the Cherbourg Peninsula. So it's very beautiful, but it's also very scary, because the water there is cold, is deep, and there are currents, and it's never still, partly as a result, I guess, of the Portland race. The water is always in relative turmoil, which is why, still even today, I've hardly ever seen people swimming beyond the reef. Also, there is no jumping off point. Once you've left Man of War Bay, there's no way to stop. If somebody collapses with a heart attack, you're swimming alongside a sheer cliff. Well, with this slightly scary feeling in our hearts, we swam as fast as the slowest swimmer, and we swam for about 12 minutes. You swim in a bow, it's not a straight line, you swim in a curve, And then after 12 or so minutes, you catch your first glimpse of Durdle Dor, but it's edge on. And the next thing that really strikes you, which I'd never realised, is that Durdle Dor is not vertical. It's slanting. It slopes at an angle of about 8 degrees. And when you view it from the traditional viewpoint high up on the cliff, you're blissfully unaware of this. It looks wide and mighty and vertical as your front door. Well, we approached. We were bobbing because the water was not calm, far from calm. And we decided to swim through the arch one by one because we had no desire to be buffeted against one of the side pillars. And instinctively, we all rolled over onto our backs. So we were floating through, paddling through, looking up. And the next remarkable thing that strikes you is that this mighty, massive, solid arch is not mighty at all. It's thin and crumbly and weak. It's like your hand. It's very thin. It's like your hand with a chunk taken out of the bottom of it. And as you float through, you notice it's not only thin, but it's got huge cracks running the full length of the roof of the arch. We paddled our way the 30 or 40 yards to Durdle Dor Beach and collapsed in the sun, lying on our back and looking at the way we'd just come. And for a change, I found myself getting strangely philosophical and thinking, well, just about everything in life is a matter of perspective. It doesn't matter if you're talking about religion or politics or history. It's all the way you look at things. And our problem is that we're all too wrapped up in our own perspective. More recently, I noticed that especially with Brexit. Everybody was so passionately convinced that they were right, that there was an inability, an omnipresent inability to see somebody else's point of view. Nowadays, I would tell them to go and do the Dorset swim, the Durdle Dor swim, and have a look at perspective there. Now we're going to jump in time 3 hours. We'd had lunch, we'd swum more on Man of War Bay. We got dressed and we decided to go for a walk. We walked back over the headland and down onto Durdle Dor Beach. And we walked the full length of Durdle Dor Beach. Now, Durdle Dor Beach is much longer than Man of War Bay. Durdle Dor Beach is half a mile long. Beautiful, exhilarating walk. You've still got these wonderful, towering limestone cliffs to your right and the open sea to your left. And when you're about halfway along Durdle Dor Beach, you become increasingly aware of two things. First of all, there's an arch in the next headland at the end of the bay. Headland is called Bat's Head. And there's a little arch, which we usually refer to as Little Durdle Dor. And you can see it's another Durdle Dor in the making. And one day it's going to look like Durdle Dor presently looks, probably when the present Durdle Dor is no longer there. And the second thing you're aware of is that about 70 yards before the end of Durdle Dor Beach, there is a rock called Butter Rock. It's a very large rectangular rock, which is normally inaccessible even at low tide, but it's very near the shore. And it makes a nice stopping point for a photo. You can pause with Butter Rock on the left and Little Durdle Dor on the right of your photo. That's what people traditionally do. Then you walk the last 60 or 70 yards of the beach, and right up against Bat's Head, you can admire the strawberry anemones at the high water mark. Spend 5 or 10 minutes seeing what else you can find in the low water, and then you turn around to walk back, and oh, lo and behold, somebody has performed a very clever and very large conjuring trick, and you're not sure how this could possibly happen. Because when you look back at Butter Rock, it is no longer a rectangle, it's a triangle. And that's what we mean by perspective.
We know at the Talking Tent that by talking together, we remember and rehydrate memories and names and people. And also, by sharing story, we connect to landscape and community and our own sense of belonging and appreciation and love of particular place. This is our commonality. So we look forward to hearing from you. More from us soon. Bye.